Hi, this is Charlie, the founder of Hot Charlie's Hot Sauces, and this is Abby Eats St. Louis. Small bite.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
All right, everybody, happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bites. We are looking ahead at the weekend of June 7th. So we've got a first hot summer weekend, because it's been such a long week that I can't remember how the weather even was last week. But luckily, we have somebody who can probably tell us exactly what we're looking at. We are joined in studio this morning by Miss Tracy Hinson, our weekend morning five on your side meteorologist. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Abby. So some good news is that I don't think it's going to be quite as hot as it was yesterday.
Okay.
So if we were keeping track, we were in the heat index of 100.
Ooh.
So yeah, that was quite toasty, very muggy, kind of not the best feeling out there. But the good news is the weekend ahead actually looks pretty nice.
Well, that's always good news. Of course, not only do we have Tracy in with us today, producer Dory almost, as always.
Hello. How's it going?
Seated to my left. Wonderfully. We've both had a very long week, and so we're both talking about, like, how was last weekend again? I don't even know.
I don't even remember.
Whatever
this
it
last
is.
Week.
You know, it's been kind of a blur for many reasons. We've obviously had a lot of news happening here, but, you know, this is another episode where by the time this is in your feed, we're recording this at 11:30 on Thursday, June 6th. By the time this is in your feet, it will be June 7th, which means Game 5 will have been played.
It makes me nervous.
Yes.
It makes my stomach kind of twist.
Absolutely. And you're a hockey fan, right?
I am. My sister's one of the first Sharks Ice Girls.
Oh. So, okay, but now you can be fully rooting for the Blues, right?
You know, I was rooting for the Blues anyways.
Good.
Yeah. You know, I live here now. I'm a fan for them now. And I think St. Louis, it's a lot more exciting to have a team do so well here than it is at home.
Right.
In the Bay Area.
Absolutely. And remind, yes, so you're from the Bay Area originally.
Sunnyvale.
Yes. You've been here in St. Louis for how long?
Just since April 1st.
Okay.
So I was the station's April Fool's Day present.
Well, you know, you're just the joke that keeps on telling itself.
Yeah,
because
I know.
We keep you around, right? That's awesome. Well, we want to have you in studio because, you know, we do like to have everybody's opinion. Last week, we had Jacob Long in right before our episode in which we trash-talked Boston because of that Boston Globe article.
Mm-hmm.
That
I was not a fan of that.
No.
I was really offended. And I've only been here for, you know, since April 1st. And I was offended for St. Louis.
She's picking
I
up
like
on St.
it.
Louis.
Yes.
Really.
Oh my gosh, you are like the you're already an honorary St. Louis, and just by
like
getting
it.
Defensive like we like to get.
I really did.
Yeah. What did you think that was like the biggest thing that you felt like they got wrong, especially being new to this food scene?
Well, for one, just comparing Boston, well, Italian food, everything here. Mm-hmm. I mean.
It's just not your thing. I mean, I know you love the gooey butter.
Oh, I'm the biggest fan of the gooey butter cake. But I like the thin crust pizza. I love Provolone cheese. It's all so good. Toasted ravioli. We've got a lot of things, but and it's not just those main things too. We have a lot of other options too. Newer foods. You know, I came from Portland. That was my last TV station. And that's a big food scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put St. Louis right up there with it. We have a lot of chefs who are doing great things around here.
Nice.
That's exactly what I like to hear. That's awesome, Tracy. Yes, and I know we were incredibly nervous. We started the last podcast talking about how nerve-wracking it was to be posting a trash-talking Boston episode, not knowing how Game 4 was going to turn out, and we did great. So hopefully this is good
luck.
You
don't want to jinx things.
Yeah,
you know?
I totally get
that.
Maybe launching a podcast or recording it at the very least the day of a game could be good luck.
There you go.
I know.
Keep it going.
Fingers crossed.
That's what we're going to hope for. But, you know, speaking of good luck, I will have a little bit of that to talk about when we talk about what we had to eat this week. But I want to hear from you guys first. Dory, what's the best thing you had to eat this week?
Oh, boy. So I thought about this one a lot. I haven't really eaten out. But
You have to upgrade from the Pizza Hut you shouted out last week.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Pizza Hut, Abby. I love their breadsticks.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, I will if I'm in like an airport, maybe. I don't know.
That's an insult.
I'm not even a food snob, and I'm totally acting like I am right now. But anyway.
Abby would get down on some Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, totally. Let's be honest.
So good.
Let's be honest, yes.
But my favorite thing I had this week was something I made. I'm going to, you know, pat myself on the back like
I love
Abby did last week. So I was trying to recreate a meal that we had on vacation last year in Oregon, actually.
Cool.
I had never heard of this before, but it seemed so basic. So having fried fish, but not like a white fish, having salmon instead.
Oh, sure. That is, I have had that in Portland.
Was it amazing?
I loved it.
Really?
And I'm not even a big seafood person.
Huh. So you've never heard of it either, right?
No. I would never have thought you could fry salmon before.
Oh, it was so good.
Do you eat it like on a sandwich or just kind of
as it? As it's on its own.
So you did a good job?
I did an amazing job.
Good.
Made my own batter. Oh, it was so good.
That sounds like a test to cooking. Good for you.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
Do some fried food, all right?
There you go. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Me too. Tracy, how about you? What's the best thing you've eaten this week?
Okay, it's something I've eaten. I always have dessert. That's my rule. Even if I try to eat somewhat healthy during the day, I always end the day with dessert. Always.
Tracy is becoming more and more the blonde version of me. We're sitting here. I love it.
And a little glass of chocolate milk. It's my bedtime routine. And they say bedtime routines help you sleep.
Yes.
So I need to carry on this dessert and chocolate milk routine forever. So anyways, I've had this every day, almost since I moved here, but I've been trying a bunch of different butter cakes, and yes, I do love them all, but I really, really love Dierbergs ooey gooey butter cake brownie that they have in their section, and it's a very nice, dense brownie with chocolate chips and a layer of gooey butter cake on top of it, and it's kind of the most wonderful mix of gooey butter cake and brownie all together,
yeah.
So you get a little bit of
for that, yes.
You know, it's butter, it's chocolate, it's so good.
Yeah. I mean, I could literally just like eat butter and chocolate on their own, so made into a nice Dierbergs brownie cake. That's pretty
good. I've been getting them every week.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
So one gooey butter cake a week here since I moved here.
You know, there would be people who would hear something like that and be very jealous and angry at you, but you know what? Like, you look good, you're rocking it, and I appreciate it.
I have plans to mail them to my friends and family at home, so.
That's awesome.
That was something I'd never heard of until I got here. So.
Mm-hmm. But I appreciate the fact that you decided, I'm going to try this and find out if I love it before I start ripping it apart. Because as we talked about on last episode, yeah, that's a big thing. So,
got to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of alluded to this a second ago, but the best thing I had to eat this week was the spicy miso ramen bowl at Noodle House in Creve Coeur. So My Lee is a restaurant that's regularly at the top of the list of best restaurants in the St. Louis area, even though it's technically in Brentwood. Family-owned restaurant, and then the child of My Lee is literally Noodle House. Kui is the guy who runs that, and he's awesome. And I stopped by there actually for a story. You can catch that on KSDK.com and on my Facebook page, and it was the most fun story I've done in a while, because anytime I get to shoot a story for TV related to food is also really fun.
It's a big bonus.
Yes. Yeah. But get this. This is apparently where Coach Berube has eaten the same meal every time the Blues have had a winning home game. Like, they've kept track of it because they kind of noticed it.
Uh-huh.
And they're all big hockey fans there. And they kept track of it and they realized they were doing well. And so now the joke is like, fly us out to Boston tonight, you know. And even if they're closed on Sundays, typically they are willing to open on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yes, for game six back
here in St.
Louis.
And what is his order, what you had, the spicy?
It's spicy miso ramen and a pork egg roll. And I didn't get to put this in the TV version, but one of my favorite little stories with that was that one of the co-owners was sitting at the cash register working there. Coach comes up. He stands in line like everyone else, insists on paying like everyone else. But his wife was with him on Saturday. And not on Saturday. Oh, my gosh. Monday?
Monday.
The last home game that we won. No, so
I think that was Monday.
Okay, yeah. So he was there, and she came in with him and suggested shrimp spring rolls instead of pork. Mm-hmm. And she kind of gave eyes to Coach, like, I don't know about this. Like, she literally kind of bit her lip, like,
I think I prefer shrimp egg rolls.
Yes, but not if they're not good luck.
A streak.
And so he was like, maybe we'll do the pork, because he didn't want to make her mad. So they did the pork. And they won.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Don't divert from your superstitions, fam. We've got a series to win.
I hope he's got a whole bucket of that up with him.
Yes, me too.
Now I'm wondering if he slurps his noodles.
So
he eats
one of the things that I did was I had to tie a bib on because I can't eat ramen without slurping all over the place.
Yeah.
I love a good ramen, though. And they're doing it really well. I mean, they've gotten like national recognition for their ramen. So it's pretty cool. One other thing we wanted to talk about, because by the time you get this, first thing in the morning, hopefully on Friday, It's a big day in the food world. Do you know what Friday is, Tracy? Dory knows what Friday is.
No, I don't. I was thinking of it's what not National on the meter. Macaroni and Cheese Day is. And
no,
that's not until
you know,
June 14th.
National Cheese Day was recent, and we've got to have Tracy on for National Mac and Cheese Day because she's a queen of that. But it is National Donut Day.
Oh, that's a big day.
Being a morning person, you got to love yourself some donuts. I actually didn't even love donuts that much until I started working morning shows a couple years ago.
A new appreciation.
Oh, totally. I like live on them.
I've appreciated donuts for dessert.
Yes.
Like sometimes sometimes I'll want like a breakfast sandwich and followed up with a donut dessert.
You do you eat dessert after every meal?
Usually something sweet after.
I totally respect that.
Even if it's little, something sweet.
Apparently there's some kind of psychology to that where it actually does help keep you from eating more and it kind of makes you feel like you're
it's
finished
the
with
finale.
Your meal. Yes, yeah. I like that. I appreciate that. So Dory, you know, talking about Donut Day, you're one of our social gurus on the interwebs. A lot of people like to talk donuts, yeah?
Yes. So we're asking online, and I'm going to ask you first, Tracy, how do you build your perfect donut? I'm going to give you some options here. Okay. So long john or round?
Round.
Okay. A round vanilla or chocolate?
I like maples. Maple going to be an option?
Wow.
I like maple. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go rogue.
All right. So sprinkles or no? I wouldn't
I
think.
Like the decoration.
Okay. So
even on a maple donut.
Could you put like bacon sprinkles on it?
There you
go. Can do that.
Perfect. And filled or no filling?
See, maple with like a jam filling could be really good.
Almost like a PB&J.
Yeah. See, that'd be so good.
You're like a strange donuts type person, aren't you?
I am. I like different donuts. We had Blue Star when I was in Portland, which is also in LA.
Had them, yeah.
And there's kind of like gourmet donuts.
Yeah.
And they have all sorts of random cuckoo
really
flavors.
Good.
And they're good.
Oh, yeah. Strange Donuts, Vincent Van Donut. A lot of cool places do that funky stuff around here.
I think Vincent Van Donut, they do delivery on Uber Eats to the station because I've looked that up in the morning before.
We have very compelling morning meetings clearly here at Five on Your Side. I thought we were going to maybe be on the same page with this again, Tracy, but you lost me at
you're
maple.
Going rough. Yeah. You don't like maple donuts.
I don't know about that.
It's kind of like a pancake in a donut form.
Well, I do love chicken and waffles. I talk about that like every week.
Go.
So maybe I would like it. I don't know. Can I put chicken on top?
Sure. Why not? Raising Cane's maple donut. I think that would be incredible.
Oh.
You just like inspired somebody right now.
I hope so.
Trademark.
Okay. Because I want to eat it.
Yeah. Make sure if you guys make that, post it on Instagram, tag us at Abby St. Louis. We want to hear about it. But yeah, sounds good.
What would your perfect donut be?
Okay. Go through the list again.
Long John or round?
Round.
Vanilla chocolate?
Chocolate.
Sprinkles or no sprinkles?
Sprinkles.
Filling or no filling?
No filling.
Okay. So that's a pretty basic.
That's a pretty basic donut from a girl who has to eat basic donuts from all over the place because of my shift. But yes, Rennie Knott likes to bring in donuts for Tissell. My photographer I usually work with, Larry Johnson, also likes to bring in donuts. Or he just stops by and gets a donut before his shift. And John's Donut here downtown. So that's always a good little treat.
Yep.
So. Well, cool. Once you guys are done celebrating National Donut Day, again, because you have to celebrate that kind of thing, we're going to run through the things that you can do this weekend. Of course, please double check everything before you head out. We want to make sure that things are still good. Get in touch with the actual organizers. Head to Facebook. We just want to give you an overview of what is happening around the St. Louis area. One of them is a big deal, and it got some people excited that I didn't even think would be excited in this type of thing, but it's the Collinsville Horseradish Festival.
My mom loves it.
Yeah, so does reporter Ryan Henson. He was so excited about this. I did not expect that.
I'm trying to think of what I've had with horseradish on it recently steak.
Yeah, but it goes cocktail sauce. Kind of goes in a lot more than you'd think. Well, Collinsville, Illinois actually proudly produces about 60% of the world's horseradish. So they're celebrating and they're having a big party with that. Of course, they're going to have plenty of food and drink there as well as entertainment, all sorts of different. They're having contests and things. So that's happening in Collinsville starting Friday and going into Saturday. And then there's another event that I thought was pretty fun, especially because it's a family-friendly event. It's over at Earth Brown Brewing Company. It's a tiki party pop-up. Pokey Dokey, which is one of my favorite poke places in the Central West End, is going to be serving up some Hawaiian food. They're doing tiki drinks at Earthbound. They're going to have luau music, tiki torches, lighting up the patio. It's actually, there's no tickets required. It's kid-friendly, and dogs are allowed on the patio. So that's a nice, fun,
family time.
yeah, sometimes parents and families get left out of those fun brewery events. So want to make sure they know about that. So, of course, there's always the food truck festival, the food truck Friday, rather, over at Tower Grove Park. It's the first Friday of the month. So you want to head up to that in the city of St. Louis. But also if you're in St. Charles County, you can get in on the food truck action as well. The sports park on Highway K in O'Fallon is having their O'Fallon food truck frenzy. They're having a lot of different things there. That's the one you just bring a blanket and chairs. You can park there for free. They're also going to have live music. So food truck nights are always
fun. Food trucks are always hard for me because I want a little bit from everything.
That's what I do.
If it was a tasting party, I'd be in a second. Mm-hmm. I just have a hard time choosing just one.
Yeah, it's why you got to get everywhere early or you go with a group and you split everyone up.
That's a good idea.
That's always my method on a food truck night is say, okay, you're going over there and you're gonna get this and then just have a big hodgepodge and
come in with
fun.
A plan.
Exactly. You need
look
to
them up on Facebook, see the pictures,
figure it out. You know what, Dory? Let's post the list of the different places on our Instagram. We'll do that after we record this. So by the time you guys hear this, we'll hear that on it. You'll see that on Instagram. So you can see all the food trucks that are gonna be out there. And then another thing that's returning for the first Friday of the month is the Urban Chestnut Dog Day. So they have their little yappy hour type event.
I need to get out there and do that.
You do.
Yes.
Milo seems like he would love something like that.
He needs to go.
Yes.
Mia would be like, I'm tired. Not into that.
In bed. It's
yes.
Hot.
I would talk about how Tracy could bring her prairie dog, but I don't know if we have more time in this podcast to talk about the fact
you
that Tracy has.
Off.
Yes, exactly. Tracy has a prairie dog,
not to be confused with a regular dog.
Yes, exactly. So Saturday, of course, the Horseradish Fest continues over in Clayton. They're having the Music and Wine Festival. This is an elegant evening, obviously. Clayton,
I like elegant evenings.
Clayton does a nice, classy event. It's co-hosted by Sauce Magazine. They have all sorts of different vendors there from all over the region and in the area. The different venues that are going to be featured, vineyards that are going to be featured are including Augusto Winery. That's one that I know of, Balducci Vineyards. So along with that, Clayton restaurants like Herbie's, 801 Chop House are going to be there. Clementine's, Naughty and Nice. That's always
nice.
A good little place to stop by. So that's all happening on Saturday from 5 to 10. So it's an evening thing. You can get out of the heat a little bit.
Maybe you can find your dad something for Father's Day.
Yes. Ooh, do a little shopping during the day.
Those always have good shopping.
They do. It's a good idea to do that before you start drinking, because last time I bought my dad a gift after I been drinking, I bought him like a koozie that had nothing written on it, and it was it was dumb. Anyway,
that's okay.
Anyway, this is probably what I'm going to be heading up to this Saturday, which is the Central West End cocktail party. Every year they've had this that I've lived in the Central West End. I haven't been able to attend. This year I can, and I'm super excited. It's the fourth year they're doing it because, Tracy, I don't know if you knew this, a little bit of Central West End / St. Louis history, but the CWE is credited with hosting the first ever cocktail party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. So they've started to kind of celebrate with that.
Embrace that history.
Exactly. I mean, and it's fun, too. So they always do a big cocktail competition with the different bartenders around there. Of course, plenty of dancing. They do like performances, unicyclists, fire dancers.
The cocktail attire is so much fun.
It is. It is. And they have obviously all those different restaurants that are down there in the Central West End who will be serving things up too. So go.
It's a good excuse to wear that dress that you've had in your closet. Then you're like, I go to a lot of these backyard barbecues and beach parties.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, good. An evening cocktail party.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Outside too. That'll be fun. And then here's something a little bit different. They are having the Taste of Vegan Festival at a new location in the Ferguson Community Center. So that's from 10 to 6. Jessica Slaughter, who's an older woman who recently lost 120 pounds by going vegan. We actually featured her on Five on Your Side relatively recently. But she is going to be talking at this. And they're also going to be kind of teaching people how to go vegan, how to do it in a health conscious way, figure out if it's right for them, that kind of stuff. But then you can try some food, do a little yoga, try some more food, listen to music. It's a nice little event.
Some vegan food's really good.
Yeah.
You know, just a different style.
And I know some people have really sworn by switching over to that lifestyle. So I would have a very hard time giving up cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I would too. But one of the best mac and cheeses I've ever had was indeed a vegan mac and cheese.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was made with chickpea at Major Domo in LA, one of David Chang's restaurants.
Wow. Really
okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, it seems like somebody who knows how to do it pretty well.
He sure did.
Well, that's cool. Keep an open mind for your Saturday events then. And then Sunday, it's the first ever brunch for Mutts. So this is happening all over the area where it is benefiting Stray Rescue. It's a dine out event. So it's not necessarily an event itself, but you can go to all sorts of different restaurants that are participating and they will donate to Stray Rescue's medical fund. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's all over the place, like Squires, California Pizza Kitchen, pretty much all our locations actually here. St. Louis Kolache, Start Bar, Houlihan's, Midwestern, Cinder House, Dylan's Sports Bar and Grill, The Chase Club, and Evangeline's. So, yes.
Awesome event.
If you want to go out to any of those restaurants already, I mean, hey, more reason to.
And Kolache can be breakfast or lunch.
So absolutely. Exactly. And then finally, another classy event for your weekend, Rosé All Day Sunday. It's at Oliva on the Hill. They have live music, food, all sorts of wineries. You could just wine out this weekend if you wanted to.
You can buy that great dress you finally had in your imaginary shopping cart.
Exactly.
Online. Ship it there.
Exactly.
You get there.
Exactly. Or you can go shopping in the Central West End, grab yourself dress after you're wearing your first dress so you're not an outfit repeater in the same weekend.
See, there you go.
Yes. But
unless you love the dress.
Yeah, absolutely. But one thing to keep in mind for that Rosé All Day Sunday event is it is ticketed, but hey, if you're already buying a dress, you can buy tickets to something too, right?
There you go.
Very cool. What do you guys have planned this weekend? Anything super fun besides watching the Blues on Sunday?
Well, I will be working, so I will be
waking
here
up with Tracy
after seeing my horse. I will be working. So.
Very cool. Dory, how about you?
Pretty open this weekend, Blues. And working Sunday too, so.
It makes me nervous. I haven't even been able to really watch the Blues. I just wait for the push alerts to come through.
Yeah, because you're
schedule
5,
because it makes me nervous.
Keep doing that then.
Yeah, it might be good luck.
Jinx it,
I don't want to. It makes me nervous to watch it. I don't like it. I feel like my nervous energy is going to go through the screen and affect the players, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I won't tell anybody if we lose and you watch, but I'll be just pretty ticked at you otherwise. But all right, guys. Well, thank you so much again for listening to this Small Bites episode. Don't forget the last one in your feed. We do a total takedown of Boston. So if you're just in the trash talking mood like most of St. Louis is right now, go ahead and listen to that. And just remember, we won at the end of that. So take it for what you will. We have a better food scene. Let's have a better hockey team here this year as well. Follow us on Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis. Don't just follow us, though. Comment, tag, let us know. What are you guys eating? What is your plan for the Blues game? What's the cool new restaurant you've checked out? And if you go to any of these events, let us know, too. We want to hear about it and enjoy your weekend
tag
with
us,
you.
Yeah.
Tag us, like us, call us, beep us, tweet us, and email us, of course, too. Yes. podcast@ksdk.com. And finally, I know pretty much anybody who listens to podcasts has been asked to rate, subscribe, review. The reason we do that is because it helps more people discover us, especially here in St. Louis. I've loved hearing from so many of you guys about what you think about it. So go ahead and take that, then write it down, and then review us because we love
five
to
stars.
Hear. Yes, throw us some stars. We really appreciate it. Tracy Hinson, weekend meteorologist / weekday reporter / food guru and just all around.
I love eating.
All around great gal, Tracy Hinson, in studio with us this morning. Thank you for being here, Tracy.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad. Anytime you want to talk about food, you just come over to my desk and come get me.
It's probably more fun than talking about the weather, which you always have to do anyway. So.
Yes, and then people are like, can you change the weather for Sunday? It's a good one.
It's a hilarious joke, right?
So good.
Again, as I said, Tracy Hinson is the joke that just keeps on coming.
I know. It was an April Fool's Day present.
There you go. Tracy, thanks so much. As always, Dory, thanks for being here. All right, I'll see you guys next time. Until then, seize the plate.